a sermon by John MacArthur addressing the issue of the man-centered gospel. We'll play as much of this as we possibly can before we have to wrap things up. Here we go, back to John MacArthur.
And then in verse 24, Jesus introduces the principle, said to his disciples, the apostles, and the rest of the crowd, as Mark 8:34 indicates the crowd was listening to. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Luke adds, daily and follow me. And with that, we transition back to Luke 9. Let's transition back to Luke 9 and pick it up there. Matthew filled in so much for us that was helpful. This is a shocking experience for the apostles, having come to this glorious confession and now being told not to say anything and then being told Jesus is going to die. And not only is Jesus going to die, but he's saying to them all, back to verse 23, Luke 9, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And with that statement, Jesus opens up the paradox of discipleship. The paradox of discipleship. Now this section, I'll just kind of break it down into four categories. The principle, the paradox, the parousia, and the preview, which we'll look at as we go. I want you to look at the principle in verse 23. The principle. It isn't hard to figure the principle out. It's simply this. If you want to follow Christ, you want to be a Christian, do you? Here's the message. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. Do you hear that in the contemporary gospel? Do you ever hear that? Do you ever hear that in a message given by a television preacher or an evangelist? Do you ever hear anybody say that? Do you ever hear anybody stand up in a crowd and say, if you want to become a Christian, slay yourself. Deny yourself all the things that yourself longs for and wants and hopes for. Be willing to die and slavishly submit in obedience to Jesus Christ. That's the point. So you want to be a Christian. It's not easy. You'd think it was easy. Today, if you want to be a Christian, pray these little words. Pray this little prayer and you'll be a Christian. It's not easy to be a Christian. Now, you say, but people aren't going to buy that. Well, wait a minute. People aren't going to buy that. Of course not, unless the Spirit of God is working in their heart, right? Unless the Spirit of God is doing the work of conviction and the Spirit of God is awakening the dead heart and the Spirit of God is generating faith. And then that's the only true message that connected with the work of the Spirit will produce true salvation. This is the gospel. It's a gospel of self-denial. It's a gospel of self-sacrifice and self-submission. Deny yourself, take up your cross every day, put your life on the line for the cause of Christ, and then follow in the sense that you do whatever he asks.
You are listening to John MacArthur on AM 980. Oh, sorry. It's Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. You just heard a presentation by John MacArthur. Wanted to have you hear his take on the modern-day gospel, a very me, man-centered gospel. That's his take.